Welcome to UK Talk Radio. It's time right now to find out about a super awesome book, and it also comes with a fantastic competition. It is L. Ron Hubbard Presents Writers of the Future, Volume 39. Lots of people enter. There can only be several winners. Let's catch up with one of them right now.
By far my favourite station.
You're the best.
Oh yeah.
I love you guys.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy. Enjoy.
By far my favourite station.
You're the best.
Oh yeah.
I love you guys.
Right now on UK Talk Radio, we turn the spotlight on the winners of the Writers of the Future, Volume 39. This is a fantastic competition which is held four times a year. And winning stories get featured in the Writers of the Future. We're talking right now to one of those winners. This is Arthur Manners from Cambridgeshire. And his is a dark fantasy story. It's called The Withering Sky. Arthur, tell us about your compelling story.
It's in the genre of dark science fiction, and that is the interface between science fiction and horror. And you can think of it like a haunted house story set in space. A group of explorers get trapped on an unknown spaceship at the edge of the solar system, and as they try to escape, they begin to discover that the laws of physics don't apply as they should, and that maybe they aren't alone.
And do you have any kind of main characters? So is there anybody that we should look out for?
Yeah, absolutely. So our main character is somebody who's out of their luck. They've been stranded at the edge of the system for a long time. They've got gambling problems, and they're trying to get back home to their parents. And this mission to this spaceship is their last chance to get enough money for their trip home.
A kind of frightening situation that they find themselves in, basically, almost life or death, really.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's a high tension, lots of cosmic mystery going on. It's the kind of thing that you would pick up if you enjoyed things like Event Horizon, which is a horror film that came out about 20 years ago, or one of the more latest films came out on Netflix called Annihilation with Natalie Portman.
So when you start with a story like this, where do your ideas come to you from?
I mean, it comes from all over the place. As you can imagine, you know, there's lots of influences that come from everyday life. But certainly this story in particular, I wrote just after I finished my PhD, and I had secured a job, but I had a couple of months to return to my favorite books, my favorite films, my favorite video games. And this story was kind of, you know, something that emerged on the interface between all of those.
And is this your first attempt at writing, or have you written some stories in the past?
I've been writing on and off for about 15 years. I've written a few novels that didn't really go anywhere. I've written a few short stories before, which, you know, got published in some very small publications, but this is my first major sale.
And this must be a fantastic boost for you to have won and done well at the Writers of the Future. This is volume 39. So tell us a little bit about your involvement and how you became a part of it, how you got involved.
Yeah, so I wrote this story in the summer of 2021. And, it was a story that was pretty long. It was pretty out there. It was this kind of weird science fiction horror story. And so I'd heard of this competition that was going on over in America. It'd been going on for a long time, almost 40 years now. And, it's famous for being a platform that launches science fiction, fantasy and horror writers' careers. And I thought, I wonder if maybe one day I could get somewhere with that. And I should just start submitting to that if I'm serious about trying to make a career out of this. And so I submitted this story, and it ended up winning. You know, I heard about 6 months later, after I'd forgotten about everything, that it made it into the final round. And then a week later, I heard that somehow I'd won. And, absolutely flabbergasted, because I later learned that it's something that people tend to apply to for years before they get anywhere. And just by, sheer luck, I managed to win on my first try.
So, Arthur, this is a fantastic prize. It's very helpful in many ways. So tell us a little bit about the prize that you've won.
Yeah, so it's called the Writers of the Future Award, and this is its 40th year. It's run out of the US. And essentially the motivation for the award is to set up the careers of new voices in science fiction, in fantasy, and in horror. And the way the whole thing is structured is that you enter in a kind of quarterly draw, and they get many thousands of submissions per quarter, and they end up bottling that down into 12 winning positions for each year. And then at the end of the year, they bring everyone over to the US and they spend a week at a workshop with professional writers and editors and people from the publishing industry. And they get taught all about how that works, which is very difficult to get access to if you're not from that world. And then after the workshop, you go to a wonderful gala, an awards gala, and you have to go up on stage and give a speech. And, it, you know, it's all very flattering for a writer who's, you know, spent a lot of time sequestered away in an office typing something up. And then you get some money for that as well, some prize money. And you also get paid for the story to be professionally published in an anthology that then gets released every year.
Arthur, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Let's look to the future now. That's a fantastic prize you've won. It's a great door opener. What are your plans next? Any stories on the go?
Actually, I've just started working on a novel. So my passion is in science fiction, something that I've always loved doing, writing and reading and watching the films. So I've actually, since winning the award and coming back from the workshop, launched into writing a science fiction novel, which is a galactic scale space opera of the kind that, you know, we used to read about from Robert Heinlein and Arthur C. Clarke back in the 60s and 70s.
Thank you, Arthur. We've been talking to Arthur H. Manners, and the story we've been talking about is called The Withering Sky. You can find this and other fantastic stories in Writers of the Future, Volume 39, which is now available in the United Kingdom and available on such good sources as Amazon. And that's a fantastic story. Once again, it's The Withering Sky.